This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger. I'm traveling through this world of woe.
A new movie set in Western North Carolina opens in select theaters tonight. The World Made Straight is based on a novel by North Carolina native Ron Rash. It follows a legacy of violence dating back to the Civil War. The film's director, David Burris, grew up in Raleigh. He joins me now on the phone. Good morning, David.
Good morning. How are things there, sir?
Just fine. Thank you very much. Tell us a little bit about how this project came about, because it's taken a few years, right?
It has. From pillar to post, it's been four or five years. A high school chum of mine, Michael Wren, and I had both been working in the film industry for a while, and we decided it was time that we did a film in North Carolina about North Carolina. We had a nice little conversation about it about 5 years ago, got in touch with Ron, and things went from there.
When you had that conversation, had you already read the book?
I had read the book. The book was given to me by my mother, of all things, for a birthday present, maybe a year or two earlier, and I'd read it and thought it was absolutely fantastic. My mom said, well, why don't you make a movie out of that then? So I said, okay.
Tell us a little bit about the story.
It is set in the mountains of North Carolina in the early 70s. The simple story is it's really about the battle for a young man's soul and his future. There's a good guy played by Noah Wiley, and there's a bad guy played by Steve Earle, and they are prominent figures in this mountain community, and they decide that this kid is worth saving, and they pretty much fight to have their influence exerted upon him.
Is there a little clip that comes to mind in the trailer that you really like?
The scene from the film has Steve Earle, Minka Kelly, Noah Wiley, and Jeremy Irvine, our four main characters. And in the scene, Steve's character, Carlton Toomey, compares himself to King David quite accurately, I think.
Now, I sang at a big tent revival up in Hot Springs. Just as I am, without one plea. And then there was Never Saved, and then there was Backsliders were wailing and crying and getting right with the Lord because of my song. Even the preacher said so. So, the way I figure it, I've done enough good for Jesus that the Lord just might cut me some slack in other aspects. Just like he did old King David.
The funny thing about Steve is that he is such a wonderful, kind, nice man. And somehow he's able to tap into something very dark in his soul to portray this character of Carlton. And there were moments on set where it actually terrified me.
As a first-time director, working with people like Noah Wiley and Steve Earle, is that daunting?
I wouldn't use the word daunting. It was exciting because my first exposure to both Steve and Noah was as a fan. I was a huge fan of Noah on ER. His progress as a character and what he did with that character as an actor over the course of all of those seasons was, I just felt, phenomenal. And he was. Maybe, I think, one of the first names, if not the first name that I wrote down for the part of Leonard when we started doing this film. And so it was very exciting that he was able to do it. And I have been a fan of Steve and his music for, what would it be now, 20 years, 30 years he's been making records. And recently when he's been acting on shows like Treme and The Wire on HBO, I thought, man, the guy can act too. So he absolutely was the first name I wrote down for the role of Carlton. So it was very exciting to have both of those guys come on board.
Yeah, he's very good at playing a very bad man.
Woo, scary.
There's a lot of music involved and woven throughout the movie, and most of it comes from players who live in North Carolina. Was that a goal for you?
It was. It was one of our... It was part of our mission statement, if you want to call it that. So much great music in North Carolina, and it was a very North Carolina story. So we thought one of the ways to strike the right mood and achieve some authenticity was to get some North Carolina musicians to score the film and contribute some songs, and it worked out beautifully, I think.
And Megaphone is featured prominently.
Megaphone, yes. Three or four of their songs from their Gather, Form, and Fly record, which came out a few years ago, which is the record I was actually listening to quite a bit when we were doing the screen adaptation of the film. And it just, the music seemed to fit beautifully. And when I spoke to those guys about actually scoring the film, doing the film score, they were excited about it and did a wonderful job. We recorded it right there in Durham last summer, and they knocked the ball out of the park. Hopefully those guys will continue to do more film scores because they have a real talent for it.
Clouds covered stars and had their hopeful flickering. From the look of our car, an angel who has lost his wings.
David Burris directed the new film, The World Made Straight. It opens tonight at South Point in Durham, in Charlotte, and on demand. There's also a sold-out screening at the North Carolina Museum of History tomorrow night in Raleigh. Thanks for talking with me this morning, David.
Thank you, Mr. Hodge.
And he will shine tonight.